From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi troops close in on Islamic State fighters in Ramadi. The troops are trying to retake the city, which they lost 7 months ago to the Islamic State group. In the second day of a major offensive, forces led by an elite counterterrorism unit pushed toward the government complex in Ramadi, the capital of Iraq's Anbar province. The United Nations Security Council Wednesday unanimously gave its backing to the new Libyan unity government agreed to last week and urged all UN members to fully support the accord. The British-sponsored resolution called on the new Libyan Presidency Council to follow through on plans to form a new government within 30 days, while also making arrangements for its own security. Georgia's Prime Minister Garibashvili resigned Wednesday without giving a reason. In a nationally televised address, he said all posts are temporary, only God and the motherland are eternal. Garibashvili had been prime minister since 2013. Georgian political experts speculate he stepped down to help his party regain its popularity before next year's parliamentary election. Villagers in northeastern Nigeria say Cameroonian troops searching for Boko Haram militants Sunday killed about 70 civilians. According to witnesses, the soldiers entered the Borno State village of Kirawa Jimni asked where Boko Haram militants were hiding and then began shooting. Many villagers ran to escape the gunfire. When they returned the following day, they found about 70 people had been shot. This is VOA News. According to the latest CNN ORC public opinion poll, real estate mogul Donald Trump has a commanding lead over the field of Republican presidential hopefuls in the U.S. The poll out Wednesday shows Trump with a 21-point lead over his nearest rival. Trump polled at least 39%. He is followed by Texas Senator Ted Cruz with 18%. An Obama administration report reveals the United States deported fewer immigrants in 2015 than in the past 15 years. The Department of Homeland Security Tuesday released its end of fiscal year 2015 statistics. It says a drop in deportations is largely due to the decline in arrests at the U.S. border. Economic reports published on Wednesday showed U.S. consumer confidence growing, a mixed view of the housing market, and oil inventories dropping slightly. A government report says stocks of crude oil dropped slightly in the United States last week, boosting prices and the value of energy company stocks in Wednesday morning's trade. Analysts said oil prices were still near multi-year lows, which is hurting energy companies and investments, but boosting the rest of the economy. Israeli police shot and killed two Palestinians who stabbed Israeli pedestrians outside Jerusalem's Old City. Mickey Rosenfeld is an Israeli police spokesman.
Palestinian terrorists carried out a stabbing attack just outside the Jaffa Gate in Jerusalem, in an area which links Jaffa Gate, the Old City, to the center of town. Our police units quickly responded, border police women that were in the area. Both the terrorists who carried out the attack were shot.
Police say three Israelis were seriously injured in the incident Wednesday. One later died from wounds. Another died from a wound apparently from police gunfire aimed at subduing the attackers. A Russian court has issued an international arrest warrant for Mikhail Khodorkovsky, former Yukos oil chief and critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russian police accused Khodorkovsky, who is now based in London, of ordering the killing of a mayor in a town in Siberia for financial gain. He denies the charges. Amnesty International Wednesday said Russian bombings in Syria have killed at least 200 civilians in Homs, Idlib, and Aleppo provinces. The rights group said the Russian airstrikes have hit houses and hospitals in areas where no fighters or military targets were nearby. Amnesty also said it had evidence Russia used cluster munitions and unguided bombs. A Russian Defense Ministry spokesman denied the amnesty allegations. The Afghan government has sent reinforcements to the besieged southern district of Helmand province. After Taliban militants captured large parts of the area, fighting continues as army and police arrive to help security forces. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.